Good evening. First and foremost, my deepest condolences to Sean's family. To let you know that I've spoken with them personally and shared my thoughts. I can tell you the hurt is within me. I'm the chief right now, but I'm crushed inside. But we're going to move forward. Sean was entrusted to me. And the result is what you've seen. We tried to find reason to this. And when I personally am hurting, I have to find my way to resolve the hurt so I can carry on my duties to lead this family through this tragedy, our officers who are shattered, a community that is also shattered. So I vow to be there for all of you. And I ask you to actively participate in that. And also just this morning was probably asking the same questions that you were asking. Why? What's the reason for this? I left my house this morning for a run. Amazingly, in my neighborhood, which is known for walkers, dog walkers, bikers, whatever it is, it's full of them. However, for some reason this morning, there was no one. It was left to me, the quiet roads. I began crying and wailing the minute I left the house. Sean was one of my kids. I continued for 2 miles of crying, hurting, talking to somebody, I'm not sure who, listening to my own thoughts on how am I going to have the strength and the power to do the things I said I would vow to do, to lead this family, to lead our officers, to lead officers from across the Cape who are hurting, and to lead this community. I asked out loud, talking to myself, help me, somebody, help me. I got the answer as I ended near the beach. The answer is already there. We just can't see it right now. Mr. and Mrs. Gannon, your son was remarkable, a result of what you produced. The people he touched and made their lives better. It's endless. They will continue to pop up as time goes on and how they were positively impacted by Sean. Please be extremely proud. In his short life, he made so many people better. So thank you for what you did by raising this wonderful child. As I continued to search with my answers, it continued to come to me in thinking, I have a plan. I know what Sean did and how his life has saved somebody else. Because that disgusting person was going to hurt or kill somebody else. And Sean stopped that from happening. It's hard to measure what we prevent. But I can guarantee you, Sean saved somebody's life. For the future, we are going to take Sean's death and push it forward with the help of these men behind me, and they better do it. okay, to change things to protect police officers. Because I'm sick of it.
Amen. Enough.
We have spent the last 5 years of getting crapped on. We're not doing it anymore. You know our police budget for training just got cut by $1 million? That's ridiculous. Pay attention, everybody. Share your voices. Help us. I don't want to see this happen to anybody ever again. I'm going to leave you with something that came to me this morning and how I can present this to you. I know a few of you, or maybe a lot of you, are probably expecting a poem from me that I would write. They're not really that good, but they just think it's funny coming from the chief. But I found something very appropriate that was written by a famous quartet called the Beatles, particularly John Lennon and Paul McCartney. So I want you to listen to these words and use this to help us all heal and find your reason to positively understand why Sean was murdered. So please listen. I have my able-bodied assistant to help me because it's dark out and I can't see the paper. Here we go. You can cry. It's okay. When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom. Let it be. And in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom. Let it be. And when the brokenhearted people living in the world agree, there will be an answer. Let it be. For though they may be parted, there is still a chance that they will see. There will be an answer. Let it be. Whisper words of wisdom. Let it be. And when the night is cloudy, there is still a light that shines on me. Shine until tomorrow. Let it be. I wake up to the sound of music. Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom. Let it be. Let it be. Let it be. There will be an answer. Let it be. There will be an answer. Let it be. Thank you.